朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹们平安，我想是何等的恩典，让我们可以每一个礼拜都能够来到万王之王、万主之主的面前与他相会。
And it is God's grace, that every week we may come and meet the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
很多时候我们掉到习惯性的聚会，
A lot of times we fall into routine.
但是我们却忘记了我们是来朝见神，这位至高的神、天地的主。
And we forget that we are here to meet the King of Kings and the Lord Most High.
我记得很多年前我看见那个威廉 王子去访问加拿大的时候。
And I remember many years ago when Prince William went to visit Canada.
新闻照到那个车子开过去的时候，旁边一大堆年轻的女孩子发疯了，在那里叫。
And when his car drove by the street, and there were tons of girls screaming and yelling out to him.
这巴不得威廉王子看他一眼，他都可以回家不要睡觉了。
And they wished that they would just get a glance of him, and they would go home and not be able to sleep.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹，神这样子爱我们，说我们亲近他，他就与我们亲近。
And our God who loves us so much that he says when we draw near to him, he will draw near to us.
他应许永远与我们同在。
And he promised that he will forever be with us.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的希望自己的这些诗歌、这些祷告都不是我们习惯性的做法。
And I pray that these songs and our prayers and the times that we spend before God doesn't fall into routine.
我们真是在心灵馨香里面，我们来朝见神，来亲近他，来敬拜他。
And in the newness that we come before our God and come and worship Him.
在我开始信息以前，我还是就着今天两件很重要的事情跟大家提醒一下。
And before the start of message, I want to remind everybody once again two of the things that has already been announced.
我们特别为这11月4号这次的大选，有各样的政见，有各样的提案，有各样的选举人。我们要求神给我们智慧。
And we ask the Lord to grant us wisdom concerning the election that is coming up this Tuesday. Many propositions and many officials will be elected.
至少在我们教会的这个操练，我们是不去碰政治的事情。
And the exercise of our church for the longest time is that we do not touch politics.
但是如果任何事情违背了神的旨意，违背了神所立的道德，违背了对人类带来的灾害，我们要在主的面前要起来祷告的。
But if the issues concerns the morality of the society in this time, then we need to rise up and we need to pray.
上个礼拜我们说过，人家说我们去限制了这些同性恋的自由，我们没有同情心，其实这是一个大大的误会，这是仇敌的话。
And there are people who come and say that Christians in general do not honor people who choose a lifestyle of homosexuality, that we have no compassion for them. And this is a very big lie.
远远超过同情，我们真的是在真实的爱里面，我们不希望这个东西被通过。
We're going beyond sympathy, and we're doing this in the act of love that we do not want this to pass.
不晓得会把人类带来多大的灾害，我们可以否视，可以看到的。
And children of God, we should be able to foresee the harm that would be brought to the society.
神造男造女，这是神的 design.
God has made the man and woman. It is God's design.
人可以说我有自己的自由，我要同性恋。
And man may say that I have my own free will, that I would choose homosexuality.
就好像一个电池一样，它有正极，它有负极。
Just like a battery, there's a positive end, there's a negative end.
你可以说我要让它两个都是正极。
And you could very well in your mind say, okay, I want to treat both of them as positive.
你 go ahead, 你去让它两个都是正极，但是它不能 function 呢。
Go ahead.Head and use it as such, but it will not function.
他就不能够得到他该有的，因为神设计他就是一男一女才能够享受真正婚姻的幸福和神的祝福。
Because that's not the way God has designed it, and God designed marriage as the ultimate good that is between a man and a woman.
更何况我上礼拜也说过，同性恋平均的年龄只有40岁，为什么要借着犯罪得罪神而让自己受到这么大的审判和管教呢？
And the average age of homosexuals.Come to the age of 40, and why do we want to engage in a lifestyle such that we may come under the judgment of God?
更何况圣经上对这件事情不是轻描淡写的只是责备，而是说这样子行的人要致死他，在神眼中是很严重的事情。
Particularly in the Word of God, God is very stern and very serious. He did not casually go through this issue. but he actually written and said that for such an act they are to be put to death.
我们要为着这个时代祷告。
We need to pray for this time and this generation.
为着真正被同性恋生理上有这个问题困扰的人，我们为他们祷告。
We pray for those who are bound or who feel that they are trapped in this particular lifestyle.
但是我们要抵挡整个世界的王利用人的话，一些谎言在整个世界里面制造的堕落。
But we need to resist Satan and the king of this world that he creates chaos and the fallen condition in the worlds of men.
对，你有投票权，请你珍惜这个投票权。
So if you have the right to vote, I ask that you would treasure this right.
没有投票权，请我们珍惜我们可以来到施恩的宝座前，我们祷告的权柄。
If you cannot vote just yet, you can pray and lay hold of this authority that God has given us.
虽然我们早知道这个世界会越来堕落越可怕。
Though we know that this world is going to become more and more corrupt.
但是我们总是希望它不要堕落得这么快啊。
But we pray that God, by your grace and your mercy, will not fall so quickly.
太快了，弟兄姊妹。
Brother and sister, the Lord is returning quickly.
如果这个法案50年前提出来的话。
If this proposition was brought forth 50 years ago.
就像今天有人提出来，如果有人有强奸的倾向，要原谅他，不要判罪，因为这是他天生的，要同情他。
Just as someone would bring up an issue and say that those who were convicted crime of rape, because that's something inborn, that's something within his nature, you got to forgive him. And I believe that if that particular proposition is brought forth before society, And 50 years ago, if Proposition A was brought before the society, people will question, how is it possible this would be even raised?
弟兄姊妹啊，堕落得太快了。
One sister, this generation has fallen way too quickly.
快得超过我们能够想象，快得超过我们能够来反应它。
Faster than we can imagine, faster than we can react.
快得 超过我们能够预备我们的孩子，预备我们的下一代来面对这个可怕的事情。
Quicker than we can prepare our children and the next generation to face the world that they will face.
弟兄姊妹，我们好好祷告。
Brother, sister, we need to pray.
第二件事情,
and secondly,
开始了我们的感恩月,
and we begin the month of Thanksgiving.
每一次听到这个感恩月就有一种说不出来的喜乐,
and there is an unspeakable joy whenever I enter into this month.
我们真是要学会感恩了。
We need to learn to give thanks to the Lord.
11月、12月对美国人来说叫做 holiday season.
And the month of November, December is the holiday season in America.
但是弟兄姊妹，我真的希望神这个时候更是用天上的喜乐来充满我们。
But just, I pray that God would fill us with a heavenly joy.
我们要操练感恩。
That we need to exercise to give thanks.
这是圣经上非常宝贝的一个教导。
And there's a very precious teaching in the scripture.
要什么？常常祷告，不住喜乐，凡事谢恩，这是神向我们所定的旨意啊。
Praying in all things give thanks, but this is the will of God concerning you and me.
赞不赞美居然跟神的旨意发生关系。Whether
we give praise has something to do with the will of God.
四篇五十篇也说，凡事以感谢为祭献给我，就是荣耀我。
Psalm 50 says, those who offer the sacrifice of praise for those who glorify me.
所以我们希望我们真正操练感恩。
So we pray that we will learn to exercise praise.
保罗在哥罗西书第4章讲到说，我们连感恩的这件事情都要警醒，因为不然的话，我们很容易忘记感恩。
And Paul admonishes us that in the issue of thanksgiving, and we need to be alert, lest that we would forget.
我很感谢主，今天有两对夫妇从 Oklahoma, Texas 来，这是我们 30年前的老朋友。
And I thank God that I had the opportunity to see my friends that I haven't seen over 30 some years.
真的是将近30年没见啊。
It's almost 30 years that we haven't seen each other.
我听到95年 Oklahoma 那个 Federal Building 炸的时候，我们的弟兄
And I heard the news that our brother right here during the Oklahoma a terrorist act, that he was actually protected by the Lord.
他距离爆炸的地方昨天说只有100尺而已。
It was about only 100 feet away from the explosion.
整个天花板被掀起来，然后再回来，然后所有的冷气砰全部下来。
And the ceiling was lifted up, it came back down, and even the AC unit from the roof came straight down.
我们弟兄正好离开位置去倒咖啡。
And our brother just so happened to leave that spot to pour a cup of coffee.
我本来想请他做见证的，他很客气，他就不出来。
I was going to ask him to give a testimony, but he was very polite, he's not willing to smile.
等一下吃饭，大家围着他多跟他交谈。
And if you want, please go surround him and you can talk to him then.
你看智利在不在？ 你看他2001年差一点到世贸大厦去上班了，就差几天前被神挡下来。
Kevin's dad, about 2001, he almost went to interview in the Twin Towers. And God has stopped that interview.
所有金融界的人把华尔街当作他们的理想。
And everybody in the finance world will look at the World Trade Center as their goal and their dream.
华尔街的人把世贸大厦里面上班当做他们的这个梦。
I'm sorry, they dream about Wall Street, and then with people of all Wall Street, they dream about these two towers.
我们弟兄得到了这么好的 offer, 都准备搬了。
Our brother had a wonderful offer, and he's almost on the verge of moving over there.
几天前被神拦下来。
And a couple of days right before the event,
弟兄姊妹，我们太容易忘恩了，我们还一不小心就忘记了神在我们身上的恩典。
It's so easy for us to forget of God's goodness and God's grace in our lives.
我想起我在医院里面多少那种不到十岁的小孩子长骨癌、长血癌。哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们有健康的孩子，我们都不知道感恩呢。
And I remember the days that I spent the hospital. I see kids, children. We have leukemia and cancer, and our kids who are healthy. We lack the thanksgiving unto our God.
所以我隔了十七年，上个礼拜再被送回到 Stanford 去的时候，我里面只有感恩，虽然身体很不舒服。
And after 17 years, I was sent back to Stanford just not too long ago, and I really thank God, even though physically I was uncomfortable.
勤勤感恩。
And we need to be awake to thank the Lord.
主的恩典要一一的数。
And we need to count God's blessings one by one.
不能够当作理所当然。
And you can't treat them as ought to be that way and casually.
看你们能够平平安安坐在那，你知道吗？那是恩典。
And every single one of you are sitting here right now peacefully. That's great.
我有两个礼拜的时间，发现连坐都是痛苦的事。
And there were about 2 weeks that I can't even sit down because it's very painful.
我应该反过来讲，能够好好的坐下。现在都是恩典。
And I should say that your ability is just the motion of sitting down that is great.
你知道我过去两个多礼拜连捡个东西我都得很谦卑的慢慢蹲下去捡。
In the last 2 weeks, even picking something up off the floor, I have to be very humble and very slow and bending down to pick it up.
从前一个箭步就可以做的事情，现在要很多的细小的碎步才能做到的。
And something that I could just take one large step and finish and complete, now I have to do it through many, many small motions.
要感恩啊
We need to give thanks.
年轻的孩子要感恩
The younger brothers and sisters give
thanks. 大人要感恩
Adults give thanks.
要学会向神感恩
We need to give thanks unto God.
学会向人感恩
Learn to give thanks to people around us.
要为着我们一切所有的我们要感恩
And with everything that we possess, we need to give thanks.
这些经文到我们的手上希望我们在主面前好好操练
So once this piece of paper, these verses that comes into your hands, we need to practice.
我必须 put it there. 赶快回到我的主题
And then quickly turn, come back to the theme.
这一年算我们讲基督是一切
And these days we've been talking about Christ is all.
弟兄姊妹，这是太荣耀的题目。
And this is a glorious topic.
当神打发摩西去跟去拯救以色列百姓的时候
，When God called Moses to deliver His people out of Egypt.
摩西说：“你叫什么名字？我怎么向他们介绍你
？”And Moses said, "What is your name? How do I introduce them?"
神说：“我是自由拥有的 ，I am who I am."
And God says, "I am who I am."
神的名字根本就没办法讲了，就是 I am， 我就是。
There's no way to utter His name other than the fact that He is.
你需要喜乐吗？神就是喜乐。
You want joy?He is.
你需要平安吗？基督就是我们的平安。
You want peace? Christ is your peace.
你缺少力量吗？基督就是我们的能力。
If you lack strength, Christ is your strength.
神把他所有的祝福、本性、一切的丰富都放在基督里面。
God put all of His nature, all of His blessings in the person Christ.
我跟你说，你再去问神要神，说我没有东西可以给你了，因为在耶稣基督里面，我把一切所有的都给你了。
If you ask anything else from God, God would have nothing else to give you because everything I have to give you is in Christ.
基督是一切。
Christ is all.
启示录说，记得耶稣说我是 Alpha， 我是首先的。
In the book of Revelation, Jesus says, "I am Alpha, I am the beginning."
没有基督，你我没有这个存在的价值。
Without Christ, there is no worth for our existence.
没有基督，我们根本不可能得救，我们没有得救的历史。
Without Christ, there is no salvation. There is no story of salvation.
他是 Alpha， 他是我们的开始。
He is Alpha, He is our beginning.
神使耶稣基督成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
But He is our wisdom, our holiness, and our salvation.
没有他我们根本跨不进门我们今天也不用坐在这里了
Without him we cannot even enter into his gates we don't even have to sit here
不一今天是 Alpha 他是 Omega 他是我们的终结
Not only is he the Alpha he is the Omega he is our end
启示录第一章告诉不以弗所书第一章告诉我们万有有一天都要结束在基督耶稣里面
Ephesians chapter 1 says that all things are going to be summed up in Christ
凡是你我今生的果效里面跟基督没有关的，通通不能再进永世。
All the labors, all the fruits of our life that has nothing to do with Christ, it cannot be brought to eternity.
它是我们永恒的衡量标准。
So that's our measuring stick concerning eternity.
它是我们人生果效的标准。
And the fruit of this life is our measure.
它不仅仅是开始，它不仅仅是结尾。
Not only is he the beginning, he is the end.
弟兄姊妹，整个过程都是他，我就是道路、真理、生命。
The entire process is him. He says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life."
它让我们入门，他也成为我们的路。 And he's the one that allows us to enter the gate, but he's also the way.
他成为我们这一生走路生活的准绳，他是真理。
And he is the standard by which we walk. He is the truth.
他也是生命，让我们有力量可以走这条路。
He is the life that enables us to walk this way.
基督是一切。
Christ is all, brothers and sisters.
而约翰福音这一连串从各个不同的角度来介绍基督是一切。
And the gospel according to John looks at from different perspective how Christ is all.
哦、他行了许多的神迹
He's done many, many wonders.
他讲了这么多我是我是我是羊的门我是好牧人我是葡萄树我是生命的粮
And the Lord says many of I am the gate, I am the shepherd, I am the vine.
不仅仅他所传的在这里介绍他是谁
Not only is he proclaiming who he is,
他所做的也在这里证明他是谁
And what he is doing is witnessing to who he is.
所以他行了许多的神迹
So he's done many miracles.
主耶稣不随便行神迹的
Lord doesn't casually perform a miracle.
每一个神迹都是启示。
And every miracle is a revelation.
每一个神迹是为了归荣耀给神。
And miracle is to give glory unto God.
当然每一个神迹也给人带来祝福。
Of course, every miracle brings forth blessings for men.
约翰写到约翰福音二十章三十节的时候。
So when John comes to chapter 20,
他说耶稣又行了许多的神迹我没有记在这本书上
And he says that there are many many things that Jesus did that was not recorded in this book
但是记这些神迹是要叫你们知道耶稣是基督是神的儿子
But these things are written that you may know that Jesus is Christ the Son of God
叫你们因信他的名可以得到生命
That you may have life in believing on his name
所以弟兄姊妹约翰精挑细选选了这八个神迹、啊、
And brother and sister John diligently picked out these eight signs.
有人说九个，包括他死里复活的。
Some says nine, according to him, resurrecting from the dead.
每一个神迹背后都有一个中心的信息，一个重要的信息要告诉。
And every single one of these signs has a message that is behind it.
所以我希望我们每次虽然讲一个讲其中的一个点。
And I pray that every time we talk about a specific aspect of Christ being all.
但是我们不离开整个中心的主题，它是要告诉我们基督是一切。
That we do not break away from the overall thing that Christ is all.
不管你我今天在人生哪一个台阶
that doesn't matter what stages that we are in
不管我们的性别年龄教育程度任何的光景
our genders our backgrounds our educational backgrounds
基督是一个 all sufficient Christ 他是全主的神他能够应付我们所有的需要
Jesus is the all sufficient Christ he can handle all of our needs
他能够回答我们所有的问题他能够满足我们所有的需要
He can answer all of our questions to satisfy all of our needs
Christ is all
Christ is all
而且他 in all 他在一切的遭遇里面
And he is also in all in all
我们今天讲第六个题目
And one particular topic we want to focus on
我们记得约翰福音第八章这里是这个所讲的这个瞎子得医治
through John chapter 8 concerning this blind man
是第九章我们很快看一下
Let's come and look at it together very quicklyJohn chapter 9.
我想因为时间的关系 我把这个故事很简短的两分钟讲一下。
And because of the issue of time, I'm going to truncate the story very, very quickly.
加上它的翻译可能要三分钟。
Including the translation, probably 3 minutes.
有一天耶稣经过一个地方的时候。
So one day Jesus passed over this area.
那门徒就指着一个人说这个人是生来就瞎眼的到底是他犯罪呢还是他爸妈犯罪。
And the disciple pointed to a man that was blind from birth and asked Jesus,Whether this man sin or his parents sin.
耶稣说都不是是要在他身上显出神的作为
And Jesus said neither one is the case but the glory of God will be revealed through him
所以在这里主耶稣就吐了唾沫在他在地上然后跟泥和在一起抹在瞎子的眼睛上
So Jesus spit in the ground made mud and then anointed over his eye
可你到希罗亚的池子去洗一洗
And then go to the pool of Bethesda and wash
这个瞎子就顺服的到希罗亚池子去洗了。
And so this blind man went and obeyed and washed his eyes.
当他洗完的时候
，And after he's washed away the
突然发现他的眼睛可以看了。
All of a sudden he discovered that he can see.
弟兄姊妹，一个瞎眼跟不是瞎眼的，他的表现一定不一样了。
And the manifestation, the outward manifestation of a person who's blind and not blind is totally different.
他至少是跟拉杰一样眼睛有神的不再是没神的对不对
And at the very very least it's like Leah even though he may not have spirit in his eyes
他行动也自由了表现也自信了
But all of a sudden he is free there's confidence in his movement
所以人都注意到他的 difference 他的不一样
So everybody can observe him and notice that he's different
有人说这个不就是那个人吗
And somebody would say isn't he
他不就是那个瞎子那个素来讨饭的那个人吗
Wasn't he the guy that's always been blind and he's been begging all the time
有人说是有人说不是不可能是就是像而已
Some say Yeah, that's him. Some said, no, that can't be. He just looked like him.
结果他自己就说是
And then he said, I am, Jesus saved me or healed me.
马上就有人打报告, 跑到法利赛人面前去打小报告了。
And immediately somebody heard this news and he ran to the Pharisees and told them the news.
因为这件事情发生在安息日,
because this particular miracle happened on the Sabbath.
法利赛人最恨恶有人在安息日违背他们所传的律法。
And the Pharisees are angry at the fact that when people will disobey the law, so this news brought about a lot of arguments among the Pharisees. And so they went and grabbed the parents of this kid.
他说这个是不是你的儿子？他真的是生来瞎眼吗？
And they asked the parents, is this really your son? Was he really born blind?
那他真的眼睛看见了吗？为什么会看见的呢？
How is it that he can see now?
他说这是我的儿子，这个不能否认，这是我儿子。
And the parent says, this is my son, I can't deny that.
他生来瞎眼也是真的。
And he was really born blind.
但是他今天怎么看见的我不知道，你自己问他。
But how he came to his sight, I do not know. You guys ask him yourself.
因为法利赛人说，谁认耶稣是基督，要把这个人赶出会堂。
Because the Pharisee says, whoever proclaimed Jesus as Christ, they're going to be cast out of the synagogue.
弟兄姊妹，千万不要以为赶出会堂就像我现在请说智慧你出去啊。It's
not just like asking somebody to leave this meeting right now.
他们是在整个 society 里面被人 cut off 的，他不能够有人再跟他来往。And
if you cast out from the synagogue, you are separated from the society as a whole.
别人把你看为瘟疫，看为是异类分子，别人不跟你来往。And
you are looked upon as a disease and as someone that's untouchable.
所以父母亲都不能讲这件事。
Even the parents, they are not.
所以他们再把瞎子叫来。
So they asked this blind man to come over.
你告诉我们，耶稣是不是罪人？
And tell us whether this man Jesus is a sinner.
这瞎子第一次碰见耶稣，他什么都不知道啊。
And this blind man met Jesus for the first time in his life. He knew nothing.
你问我他是不是罪人，我怎么知道？但是有一件事情我知道，从前我是瞎眼的，我现在可以看见了。
You asked me whether this man is a sinner or not. I have absolutely no clue. But one thing I know, I was blind, but now I see.
然后瞎子跟法利赛人中间又起了争辩，不是，因为瞎子要跟他们做见证。
And so this blind man, as he begins to testify, this argument starts to break out.
后来法利赛人就把他赶出去了。
And so the Pharisees cast them out of the synagogue.
那么长话短说，耶稣就又再遇见了他。
And the story came real quickly to an end. Jesus came and met him in person.
耶稣问他说，你信神的儿子吗？
And Jesus asked him, do you believe in the Son of God?
哎呀，瞎子在这里问说，他说谁是神的儿子，使我可以信他呢？这是。
The blind man says, who is the Son of God that I may believe in him?
耶稣对他说，和你说话的就是他。
Jesus says, he who is speaking to you is he.
瞎子说，我信，就低头敬拜主。
And the blind man says, I believe. He bowed and worshiped him.
然后耶稣讲了一句话，我为着审判来到这个世上来，叫不能看见的可以看见，能看见的反而瞎了眼。
And Jesus says, for judgment, I've come into the world that those who cannot see will see, but those who say that they can't see, they are blind.
You see, no see.
Amen.
我们看马太福音第六章，
Matthew chapter 6.
22节23节。Verse 22 and 23。眼睛就是身上的灯，你的眼睛若嘹亮，全身就光明；你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。你里头的光若黑暗了，那黑暗是何等大呢？ 弟兄姊妹， 我想我其他的经文没空读，大家回家读。Dear
brothers and sisters, I don't have the time to go through every single verse, and I ask you to read it when you get home.
我想如果我要问一个问题，在座有很多的年轻孩子们也在啊。And
if I were to ask a question, particularly everyone and the young people here as well.
如果我们瞎了眼，
imagine if you are blind.
跟我们没有瞎眼会有什么不同？
Versus you can see, what is the difference?
我相信这个问题很容易回答，我们会有很多的答案。And
I think this is a very easy question to answer. We may have all sorts of answers.
第一个，你就是活在黑暗中，你看不清楚现实的情形。And
the very first thing is that if you're blind, you're living in darkness, you cannot know what is reality.
你没有办法做出准确的判断。You
cannot make an accurate decision or a judgment.
你把你自己暴露在很多的危险里面。And
you're exposed in the midst of many dangers.
你会有很多的事情你不能够再自由的去做。And
there are many things that you cannot freely go and accomplish.
例如说我要你现在出去开车回家，闭着眼睛，蒙起眼睛开回家，可以吗？
If I tell you to go home and drive home and just imagine you're blind and close your eyes, can you do that?
我想重赏之下也不会有勇夫的。如果今天你们有任何人跟我说，你蒙着眼睛可以开回家，我送你一样你花的你要的东西。
If you could be blindfolded, completely blind and drive home, I will give you a gift or anything.
No, right? Yeah. 因为我跟你就不是在医院见，就是在天上见。
I don't see you again in the hospital. I'll see you at home in heaven.
很多事你不能做。
There's a lot of things you cannot do anymore.
很多的事情你就不方便做。
A lot of things is inconvenient now.
我记得我十几年前讲到的时候，找了一个年轻的孩子。
I remember a number of years ago, I asked one of the young people.
今天我没有时间做，我只是请大家脑筋想一下。
I don't have the time to do it today, but I ask everybody to imagine.
例如说 David Ho 坐在那边。
And David Ho is standing, sitting in the back.
他坐在那里啊。
And he's sitting wonderfully over there.
我现在告诉他说，我的圣经，请你用你最快的速度来拿到这个圣经。
I will ask him to come quickly as fast as you can, come and grab the Bible out of my hand.
然后我走过来放在这个钢琴上面，不是钢琴哈，这个键盘上。
And I'll sit over there and put it on the keyboard.
他大概二十秒钟，他应该可以拿得到。
I think less than 20 seconds, Dave is going to be able to come up here and snatch that book.
然后我请他旁边的另外一个 David 把他眼睛蒙起来。
And I'll ask David, you, who's sitting right next to him, to be blindfolded.
他眼睛完全遮住了。
And his eyes are completely darkened.
我把这本圣经。
And I take this Bible.
我放在这边更明显的地方。
And I'll put it right here in a very obvious place.
我说更明显是因为你们有眼睛知道它更明显。
It is obvious because you all can see, you know where it is.
但是对瞎子来说。
But for a blind person,
他为了要找到这个我们认为更明显的东西
and for the sake of finding something that is very obvious to all of us
他可能花几分钟他都摸不到因为他每一个地方都摸他可能他头都要摸
he may spend minutes to go and search things out he needs to touch everything perhaps even my head
因为他不知道他在哪里
that he wouldn't have no idea where it is
瞎眼不仅仅很多事我们不能做
and not only we cannot do a lot of things when we're blind
我们也不方便做
and they are no longer convenient for us
讲到这个跟感恩有关哈。
And when I speak about this, I want to talk about the issue of Thanksgiving.
我看到一个小小的见证，我很感动。
I read a very small testimony. I was very touched.
在法国有一个小姊妹，她是瞎眼。
In France, there was a young sister. She's blind.
家里面又很穷，她不能读圣经。
And the family was very poor. She could not read the scripture.
后来有人送给她马可福音这种瞎子版，就是吐出来的字，她可以摸的。
And somebody gave him a copy of the Gospel according to Mark in Braille.
你知道他多喜乐，他就一遍一遍的读。
And she loved it so much, she just kept reading it and reading it.
随着年日过去啊。
And after the years has gone by,
那个吐出来的字越来越平了。
And those protrusion on those pages became more and more flat.
他不能够再那么 sensitive 的摸出那个字是什么。
And she's beginning to lose the sensitivity of what's spelled out on the pages.
他非常着急，他有一天他把他的指头的皮都削掉，他想这样会稍微比较敏锐一点。
And she was so worried that she couldn't read.She actually began to shave off the skin of her hands so that her fingers would be more sensitive.
没有想到切掉以后更糟，反而更不敏锐。
And she didn't realize that after she did that, she lost even more sensitivity.
所以她抱着那个圣经在主面前流泪哭，她很难过，她求神帮助。
So she held that one gospel book in her bosom and she began to cry and she asked God to help her.
后来他哭哭哭，突然嘴唇碰到他，发现嘴唇更敏锐啊。
And then, in the process of crying out, praying and to God, she realized as her lips was touching this book, she could sense what's on the pages.
她又用嘴唇继续读这个马可福音。
And then she started reading this book with her lips.
弟兄姊妹，圣经交在我们手上。
And brothers and sisters, this Bible has been given into your hands.
要读就可以读。
And we are it's so easy for us to come and just read it.
有感恩吗？我们多亏欠。
Do we come with thanksgiving?
弟兄姊妹，瞎的眼真的不方便，太多的不方便，我们讲不完。
And we were blind. There's so many inconveniences. We can't consume all the stories.
我们暴露在仇敌的工作中，我们都不知道，因为我们眼瞎。
When we're exposed before our enemies, we won't even know it because we're blind.
我那时候还在公司上班的时候。
When I was still working.
有一个同事下班太晚了，他肚子饿，就跑去买了一包葡萄干啊。
And a colleague of mine, because at the close of the day, he was hungry.He went and bought some raisins.
他在回家路上一面开车一面吃，肚子太饿了。
He was eating while he was driving on his way home.
天黑啊。
And it was dark.
没注意到，回到家还没吃完。
And when he got home, he didn't finish that box of raisins.
在灯光底下一看，完了，葡萄干里面有虫啊。
And then he discovered that there were bugs inside that box of raisins.
他整个难过的想吐，那个虫还会动的，但是在黑暗中他看不到。
Those bugs were alive, and he got to the point where he wanted to throw up.
黑暗永远是罪恶的温床。
And the darkness is always the warm bed of sin.
那为什么人犯罪都喜欢在黑暗中做
？Why is it that when man commits sin, they do it in dark?
弟兄姊妹，我们要求神开我们的眼睛。
But it's just we need, and I ask the Lord to open our eyes.
所以我们今天讲这个故事，你说这个瞎子到底跟我有什么关系
？And we talk about the story. You say, what does this blind man have anything to do with me?
到底这个瞎子跟我有什么关系
？What does he have anything to do with me?
弟兄姊妹，太有关系了。
A whole lot.
因为圣经里面讲到保罗为以弗所教会祷告的时候
because when the scripture mentioned how Paul prays for the church of Ephesus
他求神照明我们心中的眼睛
and he asked that God would open the eyes of our understanding
就这边有一个眼睛不是外面的这个眼睛是叫做心中的眼睛
and there are a set of eyes that are not the outward physical eyes but the eyes of our heart
而我们刚才读的马太福音第六章主耶稣说眼睛就是身上的灯
and in Matthew chapter 6 we just read that your eyes are the lamp unto your body
眼睛如果嘹亮全身光明
if your eyes are good then your body is full of light
眼睛如果昏花全身黑暗
but if your eyes are bad your whole body will be full of darkness
然后主说你里头的光
and then the Lord says therefore the light that is in you
若黑暗的话那个黑暗是何等的大呢
if it's darkness how great is that darkness
所以弟兄姊妹我们今天讲瞎眼都不是指外面物质的physical 的因为我们在座没有一个是瞎的
and when I talk about being blind I'm not talking about the physical because nobody is blind here in the physical
我们在这里是讲的保罗所说的你心中的眼睛
and we're talking about the eyes of our heart what Paul talks about
我们所讲的是耶稣所说的里面的光
and what Jesus is talking about is the light within us
弟兄姊妹，如果我们里面真的是瞎眼的，真的是黑暗的时候
，But if that inside, if we are blind and we are dark,
整个人暴露在仇敌的攻击里面
，This entire person is under the attack of the enemy.
我们整个的人生活在混乱的里面
，Our entire person we're living in chaos.
我们有很多的不方便，很多属灵的东西我们做不来
，There are many many inconveniences, many spiritual things that we cannot engage in.
很多的福分我们不能享受
，Many blessings that we cannot enjoy.
你去告诉瞎子说月光多美啊
，You go and tell a blind person how beautiful is the moon
啊天上的众星何等的浩瀚
and to describe the vastness of the heavens and the stars at night
有用吗
is it worthwhile
就像贝多芬月光曲在旁边弹出来啊
Beethoven is able to play a melody something that is wonderful that describes the heaven
这些年轻人大概都已经不懂这些故事了
I don't know these stories
为了瞎眼的女孩子做了一个月光曲你 do you know that
Beethoven actually made a piece for a girl that was blind.
为了安慰她，为了让她也能够分享一点月光美丽的。
For the sake of comforting her, that she may actually imagine and enjoy the heaven.
哦，你再好的作家，再好的音乐，不能够取代你眼睛看见月光真实的美丽。
No matter how great the artist and how wonderful a piece is written, they cannot describe the physical heaven.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹。感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。